I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, September 23. Coming up, Jamaica welcomes emergence of Cuban tourism sector, Appleton Sugar Factory to resume operations January, and Health Ministry to develop facility accreditation policy. The news in detail after this message.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is proposing the creation of an international initiative geared towards assisting highly indebted middle-income countries, HIMICs, to grow their way out of debt. Mr. Holness says despite their best efforts to repay debt and grow their economies, highly indebted middle-income countries such as Jamaica are constantly under threat of economic degradation due to what he terms undiversifiable structural vulnerabilities, such as small size and negative impacts of climate change. He suggests that a program be put in place to reward HIMICs that faithfully service their debt with assistance in the form of investment, favorable trade, technology transfer, security cooperation, and energy.
To qualify for inclusion in any HIMIC initiative, a country, in addition to being a highly indebted middle-income country, should have undiversifiable structural vulnerabilities and have demonstrated a track record of commitment to economic, fiscal, and social reform programs supported by the IMF and the World Bank.
The Prime Minister maintains that assisting highly indebted middle-income countries to improve their economies would put more countries in a position to make greater contributions to the international system in the near future. He was delivering Jamaica's policy statement at the 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. And the Prime Minister says Jamaica is not daunted by the emergence of Cuba as a tourism destination in the Caribbean. Prime Minister Holness says rather than seek to compete with Cuba, Jamaica will be looking to build multi-destination partnerships that will benefit both countries and enrich the region as a whole.
We welcome Cuba into the tourism field. It makes the Caribbean product far more richer than it is presently. And we have pursued a policy of multi-destination tourism. So if you're going to come to Havana, why not just hop over 90 miles away to Kingston or to Montego Bay?
The Prime Minister was speaking in an interview on the Bloomberg Advantage radio program in New York Wednesday. The Appleton Sugar Factory in St. Elizabeth is set to resume operations in January 2017. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda made the announcement while speaking at the Sugar Industry Authority's inaugural post-crop seminar held recently in Mandeville.
We're hoping that they will be back in business in January and they will end that crop by April. That'll be a big boost. We'll stand beside them and we will give them maximum support.
Minister Samuda says the government will continue to pursue investments in the sugar industry to ensure its viability. The Appleton Sugar Factory was closed in December 2015 as a result of an injunction obtained by fish farming company Algix Jamaica Limited in January against Jerry and Nephew, resulting in a suspension of operations. And the Ministry of Health will develop a national policy outlining the country's roadmap for the accreditation of facilities within the sector. Under the initiative, Jamaica will partner with Accreditation Canada to strengthen and standardize health sector assurance in the country. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, in a message read by Permanent Secretary Elaine Foster Allen, said the move was part of the ministry's 10-year strategic plan.
We are today committing to quality assurance for the health sector towards accreditation. Jamaica and Canada have had a long relationship. This partnership that we are embarking on will serve to further strengthen that relationship.
Dr. Tufton says while full accreditation would not be accomplished overnight, it will allow for greater accountability to the people of Jamaica. Accreditation Canada works with healthcare organizations through its standards and accreditation programs to help them improve quality, safety, and efficiency with a view to offering the best possible care and service to patients across the world. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.